If Abraham Lincoln should somehow appear in the jungles of Vietnam and be able to see for himself the magnificent courage of America's fighting men of every race and creed, he'd be able to say, "I knew it all the time." More than a century ago, Lincoln believed that the color of a man's skin had nothing to do with his patriotism or his willingness to risk his life for his belief in freedom. But in Lincoln's day, there were many who doubted it, and he was determined to prove them wrong. The result was the formation of a regiment of Negro troops. They were named the 54th Massachusetts by Governor John A. Andrew, and every man jack of them was a volunteer. The citizens of Boston watched them drill and train, and even the doubters couldn't help but be impressed. But most of them said, "Let's see what happens when they're under fire." Finally, the moment of truth came for the 54th Massachusetts, on an island in Charleston Harbor called Fort Wagner. Time after time, Union forces had tried to take this seemingly impregnable fort, but every attempt had failed. Now the 54th would try, in the dark. They were about 200 yards from the walls when the Confederate guns opened fire, but on they went. Their colonel was one of the first to reach the walls. As he scaled the top, he was shot and killed instantly, along with the bearer of the national flag. Sergeant William H. Kearney had been wounded in the chest, but he grabbed the standard and dragged himself and his flag back to his own lines. "The old flag never touched the ground," he told his comrades. In spite of their incredible heroism, the 54th didn't take Fort Wagner that day. The fortunes of war don't always follow a storybook pattern. But one thing was certain. The first regiment of Negro troops in the United States had lived up to the highest standards of valor against overwhelming odds and proved to the doubters that a man's color has nothing to do with his patriotism. If there are any of us who haven't yet learned that fact, perhaps we should take a look at our fighting men in Vietnam. The man they fight beside is their buddy, whether he's white or Negro, Indian, or hails from Chinatown. He's a man, and he's an American, and when the survival of freedom is at stake, there are no bigots in a foxhole.